Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. Hope everybody's doing fine out there. My dear wife is off by herself today. I've had a very busy day here at our two police and military associations, so my bride had to go off to Lewiston to have some tests on her heart done before they start pumping the chemicals in her. Next Tuesday for her chemotherapy. And so anyway, I appreciate the doctors being as cautious as they can because she's a Gulf War victim and let's just say she's not real strong at this time. Her immune system is not great, and she's been weakened since 1991 with the Gulf War syndrome, but she's alive, and a lot of her buddies who she served with in the Gulf are dead because of the poisoning our government gave them. But many of them, 25%, died of cancer because of the poisons that our government put in them. And so my bride is one of those that have cancer, and she's off today getting a heart test of some kind. I don't quite understand all those things, but she'll explain it to me when she gets home. I just heard from her a little while ago, and she's going to be on her way home here soon. Well, folks, more talk, more scare tactics out there about America being nuked. A lot of talk about us being nuked. We have an article here that came in to us from a dear brother about China stockpiles nukes to use on America. China is building up its nuclear forces as part of the secret strategy targeting the United States, according to a former Chinese diplomat. Share that with you in a few minutes here, but I want to talk about this nuke situation because it's certainly beginning to become the buzz on the Internet, and occasionally you'll hear something about it in some of not the major papers, but some of the minor papers around. Media outlet. So we're going to talk about it a few minutes tonight, and I'd like to ask your input, what you think about all of this, and we'll open the phone lines up after I share a couple items with you. So hang on, we'll be right back after this break for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Okay, folks, you're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and as usual during my days here as a volunteer for the last 23 years, 24 years, I lose track, really. But I pore over the reports coming out in newspapers in about 20 to 30 nations. I haven't stopped to count, but usually stay away from the ones in the United States because they're too controlled for the American people. So I usually have to go out of the country here at our two police military associations to try to find out what they're talking about, what's happening in the United States and the military and so forth. But this one is from an organization in America here that we believe, we're not quite certain, but we're pretty certain, is a leftist organization. But it's amazing the information that this organization's putting out about the nukes here in America and Cheney's plan to nuke Iran. Have you heard about that? Well, this young fella, Justin Raimondo, R-A-I-M-O-N-D-O, don't know what that is, Raimondo, Justin, has put out a pretty good report here. A lot of this is true. A lot of it's good information, but we don't know if all of it is true, okay? But I want to share it with you because I want to get your input on this. Last week we talked about a report that came in about all the nukes that are supposedly coming into the United States and being planted in various cities. this is coming from sources that are not exactly confirmed to be good sources, and they very well could be part of the plan to just frighten Americans, put this out on the internet, and watch it just rock and roll across the internet, scaring about 30% of the people that are getting their media today from the internet, okay, and then they'll tell others and so forth. So we don't know. We do know, of course, that there's always the possibility, and Bush leaves the southern borders of the United States open for that possibility, that these international crime lords that are going over and attacking the Muslims, the Muslim nations, and putting them under these puppet governments of controlled by these international crime lords, like the Bush crime family, they're hoping and praying that they can, to their God, not our God, that they can invoke a violent reaction from the Islamic people over there in America so that they can justify all the things they want to do to retaliate against all the Muslims over there. The plan is, it came from the Zionist neocons to take over the whole Middle East and hand over the land, the control of the land to the, now bear in mind here what I say, it's not going to the Jews, the good Jewish people in Israel and other places. It's going to their very evil leadership, just like the evil leadership here in America. And in Britain, the very evil leadership of Israel. And indeed, they have the same black-hearted Antichrist leadership as we have here in the United States and Britain. The same families are a part of this international crime syndicate that's trying to control the world. And so the land will be turned over to the control of the evil leadership in Israel, not the Jewish people. And the oil will go to the international crime families like the Bush crime family. And, of course, those companies that these international crime lords control through their investments like Halliburton and Bechtel will make billions and billions, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars off the taxpayers as we rebuild. These nations are going to take over and destroy over there. So they're hoping to get World War III going. Now, some people call it World War IV, but we here at our two police military associations call it World War III. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a world war like we've never seen before, and that's what they're hoping to get going here. So is there a possibility that the Arabs could get mad enough to come over here and explode some things in our country? Absolutely true. Absolutely true. But it is more likely that the continued program that's already been initiated by these international crime families, and that is they faking Arab attacks on America like they did at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and Oklahoma City. They say that Arabs were involved in that, and you know, behind the scenes, that is, the military and others say it. They're not saying it out in the public because it was those two dudes, white dudes, that got mad about Oklahoma or about Waco, that allegedly did that crime. But of course, we know they didn't. And then the first World Trade Center bombing was pulled off by the FBI and their handlers. And so, anyway, we believe that there will be terrorism in America without doubt, even if our government has to do it themselves. But they're hoping to provoke Arab attacks on America. So that's what we're talking about here. Are there nuclear bombs coming into the United States right now? And are we going to have a nuclear attack on the cities throughout America? This is what this article from Justin Raimondo from antiwar.com is talking about. So with that said, let's get into this here for a minute. It's his article, July 25th, 2005, at antiwar.com. You can look it up. Says this: Cheney's plan, nuke Iran. A recent poll shows 6 in 10 Americans think the New World Order is a new world war is coming. The same poll says that 50% approve of the dropping of the atomic bomb on Japanese cities in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Nagasaki at the end of World War II. Somewhat inexplicably, about two-thirds say nuking those two cities was unavoidable. Not true, but that's what how the controlled media has brainwashed the people. One can only wonder, then, what their reaction will be to this ominous news coming out that's being revealed in the recent issue of the American Conservative by intelligence analyst Philip Giraldi. The Pentagon, and I'm quoting from the new the American Conservative magazine, this article, it says, the Pentagon, acting under instructions from Vice President Dick Cheney's office, has tasked the United States Strategic Command, STRATCOM, with drawing up a contingency plan to be employed in response to another 9/11 type terrorist attack on the United States. The plan includes a large-scale air attack and assault on Iran, employing both conventional and tactical nuclear weapons. Within Iraq, within Iran, there are more than 450 major strategic targets, including numerous suspected nuclear weapons program development sites. More WMDs, folks, that were not there in Iraq. Many of the targets are hardened and are deep underground and could not be taken out by conventional weapons, hence the nuclear option. As in the case of Iraq, the response is not conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism directed against the United States. But that's the excuse Bush will use to annihilate part of Iran with nuclear weapons. Several senior Air Force officers involved in the planning are reportedly appalled at the implications of what they're doing, that Iran is being set up for an unprovoked nuclear attack by Americans. But no one is prepared to damage his career by posing any objections to it, unquote. 2 points lead out to this reader. 2 points leap out to the reader, or at least this reader. Quite apart from the moral implications of dropping nukes on Iran, the first is the completely skewed logic. If Iran has nothing to do with 9/11, number two, then why target Tehran? As in Iraq, it's all a pretext. Only this time, the plan is to use nuclear weapons. Oh, boy. We'll wipe out an entire population of Iran's capital. And because, as Paul Wolfowitz, the neocon Zionist, said in another context, it's doable. Yes, it certainly is doable. The other weird aspect of this nuke Iran story is the triggering mechanism, and that is the next terrorist attack in the U.S. on the scale of 9/11. While it is certain that our government has developed a number of scenarios for post-attack action, one has to wonder why develop this plan at this particular moment. What aren't they telling us? Well, they're not talking about the PNAC document that shows that the President of the United States has been given directions to go into Syria and Iran next. That's what it's all about. But this writer says, I shudder to think about it. The more I look at it and the more I think of it, the more I sense a monumental evil casting its shadow over the world. And I have to tell you, it makes me wonder how much more time I want to spend on this earth. In my more pessimistic moments, I doubt whether we can avoid the horrific fate that seems to be await us just around the next corner, the next moment, looming over the globe like a gigantic devil stretching its wings and blotting out the sun. Seems to me that the question of whether life is really worth living anymore is inextricably bound up with the question of whether or not these madmen can be stopped. If not, then the only alternative is to live it up while we can and laugh defiantly in the face of the apocalypse. Why write columns? Why comment on all if we can't have any effect on the outcome? On the other hand, some ask. Okay, we'll just leave it there. Some ask. I'll give you the question they're asking when we come back on the other side of the break, folks. I hear the music there. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about this nuclear bombing in the United States. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Popping up all the place in America. Want to finish this article first, but then I'd love to have your comments on it. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Without question, folks, if the nukes are set off in America, the greatest benefactor of that will be the Bush crime family and all his criminal cronies in the international crime cabal. Without question, they will benefit the most from that. So, anyway, let's go back to this antiwar.com fella named Justin here, who's hitting the nail on the head quite often here in his article, but he's wrong in certain areas, and you'll probably pick up on some of that, because it is, we believe it's a leftist organization, but they are truly really on top of a lot of this and how it's being promoted by the international crime lords that control our government. So he's saying here, if it's inevitable that we're going to be blown up in the apocalypse, why write columns, why comment at all if we can't have an effect on the outcome? On the other hand, some ask, surely the New York Times and the Washington Post can find a lead here. One of the leads would be, U.S. has planned to nuke Tehran if there's another 9/11. Can we get at least a bloody story out of this, he says? Where, oh, where is the mainstream media on this? That's a laughable question, because the answer is heartbreakingly obvious. They are nowhere to be found, and for good reason. As the Valerie Plum story is making all too clear, the mainstream media has been a weapon in the hands of the war party at every step on the road to World War IV. It's an American tradition, as William Randolph Hearst famously put it to his, an employee in the run-up of the Spanish-American conflict of 1898. He said, "You furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war." Yes, indeed. Any objective examination of the Anglo-American media's role, now that's an interesting term. I've not heard that before, Anglo-American media, as a megaphone for this administration's talking points, would have to conclude that the Hearst School of Journalism has been dominated since well before the invasion of Iraq. Aside from the Post, 9/11 has that effectively swept away all pretenses of a critical stance. The mainstream media was well acclimated to simply reiterate the government line in matters of war and peace all through the Clinton era, when friendly media coverage of the Balkans and numerous other Clintonian interventions habituated the press corps to the main certain mindset. By the time the Bush administration set out on a campaign of deception designed to lie to us into invading and occupying Iraq, the mainstream media was largely reconciled to playing a role of the government's amen corner. With the U.S. and British media in the pocket of the powers that be, what hope is it that the American people, who don't believe anything that they don't see on television, will awaken to the danger in time? Well, folks, one thing I will say is more and more people are getting their media, their information from the web. That's a good thing. And also from programs like Republic Broadcasting Network and so forth. So things are a-changing. They are. But I'll go on with the article here. He says, will the Americans awaken in time because most of them get their information from television? Again, in my more pessimistic moments, there doesn't seem to be any such hope. Television news seems to firmly be in the camp of the war party, and that's true. And the mainstream print media also doesn't seem a likely venue for this kind of reporting. On my more optimistic days, however, I almost believe it's possible to outflank the war party on the media front, because the Internet, there we go, is a mighty weapon that will defeat them in the end. A recent Pew study shows that this is not just a technophallic fantasy. That's quite a word. He says that in the Pew study that was just done, it says the Internet continues to grow as a source of news for Americans. 1 in 4, that's 24%, lists the Internet as a main source of news. Roughly the same number, 23%, say they go online for news every day, up from 15% in 2000. That's a good jump, folks, from 2000, 5 years, it's up from 15% to 23%. The percentage checking the web for news at least once a week has grown from 33% up to 44% over the same period of time. This is good news. That's why they want to control the web, folks, and why they're trying to take over control of the web. And now, another quote here. While online news consumption is highest among young people, those under age 30, it is not an activity that is limited to the very young. The 3 in 10 Americans ages 30 to 49 cite the Internet as a main source of news, okay? We'll go on with this. I think all this is very important information, folks. And if you'd like to call in and talk about bombing America, because we're going to bomb Iran, and that'll happen, folks. Stay tuned. We'll talk about it on the other side of the news. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good news, the phone lines are heating up. We've got callers on the line. Just hang on there, callers. I want to get through this. There's still good meat here I want to throw out. And then callers, call in and talk about what you hear here. It's interesting. This report is talking about how many people are using the Internet today and who they are. It says here that one-third of the people in their 30s say that they get news every day, as do 27% of people in their 40s, off the web. Nearly a quarter of people in their 50s get news online daily, about the same rate as among ages 18 to 29. What this means is we can put the news the mainstream media won't cover, i.e. the story about Cheney's Dr. Strangelove plan to strike Iran, and on the front page of antiwar.com, and potentially reach 1 in 4 Americans. Last month, we had over 2 million readers here at our website. This month is headed towards the same range, and that's in summertime, a traditionally slow time for us, yet we're setting new records. This, it seems to me, is the only reason for hope, a strategy of doing an end run around the mass media. We must mount a last desperate attempt stand up and shout no to the apocalypse. The alternative doesn't bear thinking about. Never for a moment did any of us who founded antiwar.com imagine we would one day be front and center in the twilight struggle to protect the country in the world from the monumental evil. And yet, here we are, a band of hobbits up against the dark powers of Mordor. Yes. Okay, I want to thank each and every one of our readers who have supported us down through the years. Let's see if I can get here. Thought there was, okay. Well, this is Justin, R-A-I-M-O-N-D-O, and I want to give you their website. These guys are on target on a lot of this stuff, folks. On target on a lot of it. And it is, you find them at antiwar.com, www.antiwar.com. Now, as I said before, our two police and military association members here have assessed this situation and find that the great vast benefit of this next terrorist attack on America, be it these nukes that are we're being told are being snuck in here by those evil Arabs, or if it's something else, the terrorist attacks are coming because the international crime lords, the families like the Bush crime family, benefit the most. They will get their draft going very quickly after the next bombings in the United States. Believe me, the American people will offer up their girls and boys to go kill any Arab, anywhere, any place, with this next horrendous bombings that are going to happen in the United States. They will get martial law immediately. The American people will demand martial law. They'll get UN troops on the streets of America because we don't have any more troops in America. Our troops are all out enforcing this Antichrist world order on the people of over 70 to 100 some nations today. So it's going to have to be UN troops. And they're going to get us to go over there and take out Iran and take out Syria and take out Lebanon and turn the whole Middle East into a big shopping center for these international crime lords. They'll control all the oil, and they can raise the prices they wanted to for years up to over $10 a gallon on the pump here in America and put us all on bicycles, reduce us to third world nation status. So the benefits don't go to the Muslim people during this next bombing. It goes to the international crime family. With that said, let's go to our brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes. I have an hors d'oeuvre and the main course. The hors d'oeuvre is I watched the movie Stealth today. And the whole premise of the movie is an elite fighting force out bombing terrorists all around the world. The U.S. sees a terrorist, these three go out and bomb them.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the movie.
Well, that's the premise of their plan, too.
Yeah, so
reality.
Art imitates reality, and reality imitates art. Now, with that said, here's the main course. The CAFTA passed by a couple of votes.
It sure did.
Now, if the Bush crime family really was serious about terrorism, he would have never passed that. That's how I can tell that Bush is a phony baloney.
Good thinking there. Good logic, Jeff.
Yes, and what was sick was there was a virtual media blackout on this. Sure, they put up little tidbits on their websites and everything like that, because I did the research on you know, the usual suspects, you know, Sean Hannity and, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
Hardly anything. A few little bones.
Uh-huh.
But it's a virtual blackout. And the first thing I said to myself is if FTAA passes, we are done. And to add a misery to an injury, I tried to educate two people on this subject. One was a 50-year-old, another was a young woman.
Uh-huh.
Now, the 50-year-old, he got it. He knew this stinks.
Yeah.
I called up my congressman and told my congressman through an aide not to vote for this thing. Good thing was my congressman, who was a Democrat, didn't vote for it.
Okay.
Now I talked to a young woman about this, and guess what? She didn't even know anything about tariffs. It's like opening up the hood of a car and finding out that there's no engine, or that the engine just needs to be rebuilt again.
Well, not unusual at all, my friend, not unusual at all.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And this is our future.
That's our future. Yes, these young people who have gone through this government brain laundry are prepared to be the serfs in this new system that's been brought together. And so, yeah, it's not unusual at all. But I am pleased that so many young people are going to the web today for information. That may be part of our salvation, is the fact that they're beginning to read the web for their information. And some of them, I know as a fact, are beginning to wake up, some of these young people. So it's in the Lord's hands, Brother Jeff. We don't know how it's going to come out, but we know we've got to be on the battlefield every moment against God's enemies.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up with this simple fact. All we're doing is fighting against evil. That's it. I mean, whether we win or lose, I mean, we're fighting against evil just like the comic book superheroes that you see in the comic books.
Yes, that's right. I talked to a heavy core activist in Phoenix today who I hadn't met before, and he said basically the same thing, that we have to be on the battlefield. And I told him that God didn't tell us we had to win. We just have to be in the fight against his enemy. So we don't have to win it. We know what our duty is, and that duty is ours. Consequences are God's, right, Jeff?
Exactly. I mean, to peaceful means, preferably, that's the main thing, to peaceful means. And what's worse is you have a third world element that when you throw this out, they say, what do we care? This is not our country anyway. Screw you. And that's...
Yeah.
And that's another dimension of the fact. Well, anyways, I'll let other callers get on. Have a very enjoyable weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. You too, brother. And, the third world people that are in this nation, it's not just screwing us, boy. It's screwing them to the ground, too. So little do they know, but they'll find out shortly if we lose this thing. Let's go to Scott in Texas. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hi, Officer Jack. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Scott. Welcome.
Well, I'm a fellow RBN broadcaster, and I'm just calling to thank you for mentioning antiwar.com. I work and write for antiwar.com myself.
Oh, you do. Oh, you're
yeah.
the first person we've met from there. So, yeah, this was a great article today, so thank you folks very much for that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Justin Raimondo is the author of a lot of really great columns. I got to recommend him to you. And in fact, there's a book which is pretty hard to get a hold of. It's I think it came out in about 1992 or 93 Raimondo wrote. It's called Reclaiming the American Right: The Lost Legacy of the Conservative Movement. And it's all about Garrett Garrett and John T. Flynn, Nock, Mencken, Chodorov, Colonel McCormick, and all of the old right heroes who came together in opposition to the New Deal and in opposition to World War II, and how the first, second, and third generations of neoconservatives have come, beginning with the foundation of National Review magazine, and they've driven all of the old-school definition of conservatives, those kind of people, out of the conservative movement and made it really a revolutionary warmonger-type movement like we see today.
Yeah,
and it's a really interesting book. It's called Reclaiming the American Right, and I want you to know because
I just wrote that down. I'll try to find it. Yeah,
cool. Because I heard you say that you thought that antiwar.com might be kind of a left wing site, and I just wanted to let you know that the site was actually founded in 1995 in opposition to Clinton's interventions in the Balkans, and their slogan is "War is the health of the state." And so that is the reason to oppose war, is to keep a small, limited government, low taxes, the Constitution, instead of this self-destructive empire.
Right on target to me, Scott. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. All right. Well, I sure love your show. I have for years and years, Officer Jack. So you take care.
So, Scott, keep writing those good articles. Okay. God bless you, brother. Take care. All right. Let's go to Gabe in Texas. Gabe, welcome to the program. Oh, we missed Gabe. Okay, let's go to John in Arizona. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Officer Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine, brother. I'll tell you, a lot of things going on today, and that's always my cup of tea. When things get hot, kind of motivates me a little bit.
It's like things might be heating up a little bit more here. I had a buddy up in Colorado that had spent a week up there near Colorado Springs.
Yes.
And he told me that they're moving UN tanks around and UN troops around like you wouldn't believe right now.
No surprise there.
So I kind of wonder if they've got something planned for maybe the Southwest here.
Well, we have heard from several places in the United States from citizens who have been run out of those forest areas that have been closed under UN charter. You can't even walk in those areas now or ride your four-wheelers. And there's been talk of military equipment being stored back in those areas that they've closed to the public. So that's a little more difficult in Arizona, John. But while I was still there before we moved up here to Idaho County, Idaho, to the Rockies, we have reports of some of our pilots that flew over areas in the desert, one down near Quartzsite, Arizona, and he was shocked to see great big 18-wheelers he'd be following them going down a gravel-type road, and all of a sudden just absolute disappear as if they just popped, you know, and just it was a mirage, but it wasn't. He flew back around and found out that there's big underground areas to where they can drive 18-wheelers underground in the desert, Arizona and other deserts there. So we suspect that they're probably storing a lot of this equipment underground in the deserts where people can't see it from the roadside.
I wouldn't doubt it, because that same buddy of mine that was up in Colorado, as actually a veteran of the Vietnam War, he was in Special Forces, and he spends quite a bit of time down in Mexico, and he goes through Yuma. And he said that quite often he sees UN troops doing exercises down in Yuma, Arizona as well.
Uh-huh. Good.
So, I mean, we know they're here, and obviously we know that most of our troops are overseas, so the only other alternative they have is to put the UN troops out on our streets.
That's right, and the people will accept them if they're scared enough. And if they
won't.
A couple of big terrorist attacks, the average American, though, John, will say, amen, come on in here and protect us.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Officer Jack, I'm going to be up in your neck of the woods next week. I'm taking my wife and kids, and we're spending a week up in Idaho.
Oh, and we're actually
looking at moving out of Arizona here and moving to a little bit safer place. I've got four children, so.
Well, listen, brother, you come up and see us. We've got 11 at this time and growing Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho, so I hope you'll stop in and see us when you make it up here.
Will do.
Okay, brother.
Have a good one.
You take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Yes, folks, more and more reports are coming in of military equipment moving around the country and into areas where it's awfully hard to access and sometimes impossible because of the big fences they have up that don't allow you to follow these military vehicles and all. So something is cooking, and knowing our international crime lords that control our governments, it's got to be from the dark side, as our buddy that we just read his report would say. Okay, who is it, Paul? Okay, John in Arkansas. John, welcome to the program.
Yes, I want to pray, Yahshua, for John Spatmiller's safe recovery.
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
He is the guiding light of RBN.
Yes, he is.
Now, greetings from the Zionist strong, Jewish occupied stronghold, Little Rock.
Little Rock, okay.
Let me tell you something, Officer Jack. If anything is going on in the Southwest, like troop movements and military movement, that's your backyard. I'm pretty sure you got forces well-placed to let you know what's going on as far as that kind of activity.
Well, now that you mention it, John, we do have some eyes and ears around the country. We sure do. Some of them, most of them, used to wear a uniform.
All right. I mean, they're still loyal Americans. They take their oath very serious.
Absolutely. They took that oath, and they never gave it up.
Well, I want to clarify something about these, underground facilities.
Yeah.
Years ago on UPN, there was a show called Secret Agent Man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And this guy was a secret agent, right? They was on the highway, and he was telling his partner, right? He said, we'll never be able to catch up to these guys, you know. He said, give me a few seconds. All right, we come up on a departure point. He said, what do you mean a departure point? So he turned off the highway, went into a barn, and the floor dropped. Next thing you know, there was on some kind of a private underground highway. He said, we'll catch up to him now.
Very interesting.
So they kind of gave it away. Like Alex said, I don't know what it is with the New World Order crowd, but they kind of like to hint and throw things in your face and see if you can try to guess it out what they'll do. Well, that told me right there, I bet they got plenty of those underground highways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's private.
That's right.
It's only for government and classified use only. That would be a big surprise.
Well, thanks, John. Hope you'll call back again, brother.
I intend to, Officer Jack. And thank you for serving your country.
Take care now, and God bless you. And thanks for serving yourself, brother. We'll be back after the break here.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Remember, China, folks, if they can knock out the United States with Clinton furnishing them all the Mervin technology for their missiles and abilities to hit a target like the United States, China is building up a nuclear force as part of the secret strategy targeting the United States, according to a former Chinese diplomat. China's strategy calls for a proactive defense, and senior Chinese Communist Party leaders think that building nuclear arms is the key to countering U.S. power in Asia and other parts of the world. This comes to us through a Chinese diplomat, Chan Yonglin, who was, as of 2 months ago, working for the Red Chinese, but now he has defected to Australia just 2 months ago. And so, yes, folks, we're coming into a really tough time in the world as we divest America of all of our military equipment and all of our military. China, if they could knock out the United States, do you realize, folks, with us sending them all of our manufacturing, all of our industry, sending us all of our buying all their products, they're becoming very, very wealthy and powerful. They're building up their military. They would be number one on earth if they could knock out the United States. So that is their plan. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, welcome to the program. Hello, Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Mike. Go right ahead, brother. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. A couple of things about this article from Jason Raimundo.
Yeah.
One is about the nuke. Is it going to be just some big, well, whodunit, and then they're going to blame Iran? They have to look in the history of America. How many times have we done things to ourselves, like the USS Maine down in Havana Harbor?
That's right. That's
or things
right.
like that. So, you know, it could very well be the United States. And then the big question is, of what is it going to be? Is it going to be an aerial burst? Is it going to be a ground burst? If they launch something up, say, 50,000 feet and creates a EMP, it's going to knock out everything without creating much damage, but at least it'll get the agenda so they can turn around and blame Iran.
They very well could do that. I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because they'd like to knock out all the millions of Internet users in America immediately and knock out all of our electronics. So they could do an EMP burst, that's right, in the air. So I know that, and as you know, Mike, the only people going to benefit are these international crime lords from the next terrorist attack, just like they have in the past.
Absolutely. A couple other things, too, is the I would highly suggest people get a hold of a copy called Nuclear War Survival Skills, because it talks about all the myths about nuclear blasts and things, and it does discuss this EMP and an airburst. One thing that it does point out is about the way that the wind blows, and usually it blows here in the United States from the west to the east.
That's right.
But I do notice that just recently in the news that they had said something about some big dust storm in the Sahara that blew dust all the way across the Atlantic, and it's all over on the east coast. So I find that odd that if the wind is supposed to blow from the west to the east, how did this dust go from the east to the west? Or are somebody lying to us?
Well, Mike, we have many, many decades now of different powerful nations like America and Russia practicing the weather control. So they're doing a pretty good job now of using it as a weapon. So that could very well have happened, Mike.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A couple other things bearing in mind about this nuke in L.A., there's a very good possibility that they're most likely, if it does blow from the west to the east, that they would most likely go for something over on the East Coast, maybe like North Carolina.
Sounds
and
like
I,
it. Mike, we're up on the top of the hour here. The show's over. Hope you'll call back, Mike. You've got a grasp on this thing. Like to talk to you some more, okay?
Joe Abadili says hi.
No, thanks. Say hi to Joe. All right. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. I'm sorry. We got to get out of here. But I hope you have a great weekend. This old cop truly does love you, America. Don't forget it. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.